With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is extensive property damage across parts of Mississippi after powerful storms, including at least one confirmed tornado, hammered the state overnight. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast through week's end. Iran says it's reviewing a new U.S. proposal aimed at ending the war as President Trump threatens more bombing if no deal is reached. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
President Trump is now calling the war with Iran a skirmish. He insists it's going very smoothly and that any hardship caused to Americans because of high fuel prices will be short-term and worth it to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. His latest statements about the negotiations with Tehran have been optimistic but vague. But there are few outward signs of a deal being imminent. With tensions across the region, an agreement between Iran and the U.S. remains elusive.
Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.55, and that is up 2 cents from yesterday's average. Russia's defense ministry reports its air defenses shot down 347 Ukrainian drones overnight. This major attack comes after Moscow rejected Kiev's ceasefire earlier in the week. Drones were destroyed over 20 Russian regions, including Moscow. Investigating corruption allegations, the FBI has searched an office of powerful Virginia Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas. Federal raid in Portsmouth stems from an alleged bribery scheme involving a marijuana dispensary business. The cruise ship at the center of a deadly hantavirus outbreak, now on its way to Spain's Canary Islands. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far in positive territory. The Dow is up 86 points. The Nasdaq trading 45 points higher. This is SRN News. Where are you most likely to get arrested for your faith?
According to the annual Red List from Global Christian Relief, China arrests more people for their religious beliefs than any other country. Christians are the primary target, although a few Muslims and members of the Falun Gong are incarcerated in that giant country. Russia comes in second on the list, targeting just about anybody who isn't Russian Orthodox. Iran, Vietnam, and Nicaragua round out the top five nations most likely to arrest people of faith. Michael Harrington reporting.
The number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. tallied by the Anti-Defamation League declined 33% in 2025, the first drop in 5 years. The ADL attributes the improving numbers to a dramatic decrease in incidents on college campuses after pro-Palestinian and anti-Zionist student protests proliferated in 2024. The ADL tallied over 1,600 anti-Semitic incidents on U.S. college campuses during that year. SRN News. They are leaving no stone unturned in the hunt for a couple of Americans who disappeared in Northwest Africa.
Over 600 military personnel are still searching in Morocco for two U.S. Army soldiers who went missing Saturday night while taking part in an annual multinational military exercise called African Lion. Amid conflicting reports, the two are believed to have been on a recreational hike and may have fallen and been swept out to sea. The Moroccan Navy released video showing aircraft scanning the ocean, canine crews scouring a rocky shoreline, and divers looking in underwater caves. A U.S. defense official told the Associated Press the search has covered more than 17 square miles of ocean and coastline. I'm Jennifer King.
Chief Justice John Roberts is defending what he suggests is the impartiality of the Supreme Court. He tells a judicial conference in Pennsylvania the justices are not political actors. He says they make decisions based on the law, not their personal policy preferences. More details at srnnews.com.